secret and I told
Run out of town. Run out of town.
That's right.
It was a blasphemer when he brought him in. Killed Stephen. He stood by and held his coat. A raven, ain't that right? Joe White took the picture of that. You understand? And here comes along the eunuch. Where's he coming from? He's coming from Jerusalem. We have to way down yonder, almost beyond the gates, to find out something about it.
Oh.
And so, man, you understand, it wasn't sent to carry out the Great Commission. You understand?
What is it, you?
What was their position in the tabernacle and in the congregation that they're sent?
Yeah.
You understand? Why didn't he know something about it before he got way down yonder on his way back to the Jews? He's coming from down in Jerusalem. And somebody said he was a Negro.
Yeah.
You see, that's what's wrote up in the book. Well, they don't know even what a Jew is.
Right.
You see, what makes a Jew is a doctor.
Right.
You understand? You see what I mean? It's a religious confession. It's a religious thing. Then he's coming from up there at the temple. He's been, you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Coming up there at the temple.
Right.
Well, he has to go way down down there somewhere for somebody that wasn't sent to that preach the gospel. To get that up. Then you see how stupid we are.
Yeah.
Why don't we think that book, dear me? See. So you don't start no argument with me. You see? And let me tell you this. The eunuchs. You heard in your end line. No eunuch was allowed in the congregation of the
assembly
under the dispensation of the law.
That's right.
Well, why would some keep back down here baptizing no
eunuchs? That's right.
So you ought to learn something about what it's all about. Paul himself was a eunuch. And he had to be brought up to the foot of Gamaliel because he was not allowed into the congregation of the assembly. Where you find that at? 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 1. And he prayed three times for that affliction that was given him in the flesh. Why ain't he not allowed into the congregation of the assembly? Why? Just why not? You talk about Jews, you're baptizing Jews. You understand? Why is he not allowed in there? He don't have no seed. Did you understand? You know what I mean by seed?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have no children, didn't have no wife, couldn't do nothing with her, couldn't have no children, now nothing running in there telling somebody else's kids about something.
Hey, hey.
See?
Yeah.
Stay out of that. You see? See the unit now?
Yeah.
See, you see what portion of the temple he's coming from up there now? The reason why he hadn't heard nothing about it?
Mm-hmm.
See? You see, you have to do better than that when you talk to me. You understand? You don't get it hard about this thing. And besides, the eyes, all that natural might be prepared. You understand? And Philip, the deacon, he was not commissioned to go on all the world to preach the gospel. He was chosen 7 months. Why 7? There ain't 7 days in a week. You understand? There's 7 days in a week. You don't need the 7 days. You want to make each day. You understand? That's all the days there. That's it. You understand? You see through the thing, don't you?
Yeah.
And they were chosen what for? To serve table. What are you serving table for? Because the widows and orphans were neglected in the daily ministration. They were writing a vow about that.
Yeah.
You understand? So that's what they put up there for. That's what they chose the deacons for. Was to serve table. So then why did we stop preaching the word of God? You understand? And go to serve and take it. Because the widows and orphans was neglected in the daily ministry. Now listen, if we ain't got no time to stop, you understand? And go give somebody some physical food for preaching the gospel. You know good enough. We ain't got no time to run. Stop and go out there and give somebody a bath in the fridge.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Or at least have some sense. But of course all these doctrines had got to be, isn't that right?
Right.
And he said that in Acts of Apostles, 2:38. We can quote it too.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What did they say? Somebody quote it.
Acts 2:38.
Men and brethren, what shall we do?
Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
See, now how are you going to preach in the name of the Father when you don't even know what the name of the Father is?
That's right.
Somebody said, well, that's God, no, it ain't. That's not the name of the Son either. You get the point?
Yeah.
See, you've been misled all your life.
Right.
Now that's what the difference is.
That's right.
Is that right? Now here you've got somebody here punching him down in a puddle of water. You understand? If you call yourself baptized, you're in the name. And when they did that, they didn't say, I baptize you in the name of Yahweh, the Father, in the name of Yahshua, the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost of the Holy Spirit. They didn't say that.
Right.
No, they didn't say it for none of anything.
Right.
So you understand what I'm talking about?
Right.
So I want to tell you something. You sure have been baptized in the name now.
Right.
Today.
Right.
You understand? And if you accept it, it'll save you.
Right.
And get you saved all next week. You understand? You have to be saved all next week. Saved all around the country. If you don't, you got to meet it anyhow.
Right.
Right. Now getting back to this name, I'll be doing. You understand? I'll be doing. See, in the 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. Now we were talking about who you are. Isn't that right?
Right.
Didn't say who you imagined you were. Isn't that right? I'm not talking about your imagination and your hallucinations and your extended vibration, so you call it. You understand? We're talking about the thing in its reality. Do you understand? 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostle Paul said that when he passed through Myers Hill, and that's in Athens, Greece. Isn't that right? Yes, that's in the Greeks. And the Greeks, they just always looking for some new doctrine or something new, brand new. But now Paul got a new one. When you come by and you pass by, and just like you pass by these synagogues and churches and all, you understand?
Yeah.
Say, I beheld your devotion. I see what you're doing. You understand? There it was up there, you know. All kinds of marks, getting fluctuating. This means this, that means the, you understand? Throwing salt over your shoulder, and you understand? Stooping and spitting and getting on all that kind of body, you understand? Say, I beheld your devotion. You understand? You don't have to tell me nothing about it. I see what you're doing. You understand? When I pass by our section and all the different kinds of things, you understand? You see their ritualistic services and the things that they're engaged in. You understand? I see you don't need to tell me nothing. You understand? You see, you call yourself keeping the Lord's Supper and all the different kinds of things. All that natural has been done away with. That you might walk in the Spirit. You understand? And they don't need me come down there, sitting down there, wasting my time. You understand? And you were running around here, jogging up in the creek. You got a big food down here, you understand? You can't push your watch on what has been up in the Spirit. It's that one Spirit. That's right. And all these different kinds of things, all that natural has been done away with, that you might walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
You understand? And they don't need me come down there, sitting down there, wasting my time. You understand? And you were running around there, jiving up in the creek. You got a big food down here, you understand? You can't put your watch on what has been up in the Spirit. It's that one Spirit.
That's right.
Not water.
That's right.
And listen, when they want to do all that. when you lied off the tax collector, as you're doing now, you understand? There was no virtue in it. There was no good there. You understand? Now somebody said you took it. Wait a minute, you overstepped your bounds there. He said, sacrifices were not. Thou wast not. Then said I, lo, I come. In the body must the go. That is written of me to do thy will, O God. Is that right? He came away at the first. Is that right? That he came away before I can establish another. You see what I'm doing, blood? So now he took it away. Now, there you have. You got them dragging all together, you understand?
Right. You were adding all your superstition and ignorance to it. And you flaps.
Yeah.
You carrying on. You know good and well there's no virtue in it.
Right.
You understand? And as Dr. Littlefield told us, till we done tried all them things, we done chewed a practical breakthrough, said that right, fat lies and lies.
Right.
Ain't that right?
We done tried all of them. You done tell us nothing, we done tried it too.
Right.
And we done baptized every kind of way you can be baptized. We said everything that could be said.
Ain't that right? Some of us been baptized more than one time. You understand? You heard me, Farley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, now don't you come running over here with your stupidity and hate to try to tell us nothing.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Nothing gonna do you no good. It's just like Dr. Littlefield said, you've got and must have the Holy Spirit in you. That's the only thing that's gonna save you. Ain't that right? Getting on that now, showing you what you are. Matter is spirit and material. Isn't that right? But it's spirit. Spirit is substance. You understand? Substance is something. It is not yet a
miracle. Right.
Ain't that right? We get something from something. You understand? We come from spirit. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you this. You understand? We didn't come from no monkeys.
Right.
You see? And we didn't come from no apes. We didn't come from no gorillas. And we didn't come from no sharks. Talk about evolution now.
Right.
You understand?
Let me tell you this. God is perfect. He made a perfect ape.
He was an ape to start with, and he will be an ape to finish with.
That's
a natural to no state road to evolution and development.
All right, Doc.
All right.
That's right.
That's right. You see what I mean? When he made a man, he's a perfect man to start out. See, and that's true in vegetation and everything.
That's right.
You understand what I mean? And there's been proof of that. See, it's seed years, see.
Right.
Now, you can't go out there and plant some seeds here, you understand? And then apple seeds, and then you get a flying squirrel or something like that. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, if you want apples, you go plant apple seeds. You see what I'm talking
about?
Right. But always somebody with these exaggerated hallucinations. They want to be wonderful. They want to be great. They want to be looked up to. They want to be something. You understand? They want to be exalted. Now, Paul said, now, I know how to be exalted, and I know how to be abased. All you have to do is just preach one of these doctrines of devils in your face.
Yeah.
And if you want to be exalted, you let God do the talking.
Yeah. All right.
And then you shut your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You understood?
How's that?
And Paul, as he passed through Mars here, he looked up at his chin. Now I'm talking about who you are,
yeah.
Where you come from, and what you really are in this realization. You understand? And we're tired of being deceived by these doctrines of these hypocrites.
Yeah, right.
Done right. Somebody said extrasensory perception. Well, what's the matter with the divine revelation?
That's right.
You see, devil got every kind of play pretty you can think of.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? Extra. Sensory perception.
Yeah.
We try to have the ball kind of cosmic consciousness. Supplemental mind. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
See, I know all.
Yeah.
You understand it?
See, it's all what business I got to go around. You understand me blowing around trying to play in court and going on something other like that. You see what I'm talking about? Trying to be something. See, nobody is nothing without the spirit in it. Unless you know where you come from and where you're going. Now listen, as Paul put in the conclusion, Paul said, now we're the offspring. He should not touch. That's the instinctive love of his offspring. Paul telling you here in the 17th chapter of Acts of Apostles, when he was passing through Mars Hill up in Greece, that we are, even that's one of your own quotes, and said, we're the offspring from God. That is God, is spirit, and we sprung off of substance. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You understand? That's where we come from. Ain't that right? And for your information, that's where we go back to, ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? So therefore, Satan, that law, ain't that right? That ye are gods, ain't that right?
Yeah.
You understand? And we're saints. No, not saints. Is that right? We're sons of God. Behold, John said that, what manner of love is this the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called saints? No, sons of God. Because that's what he is. He was the Son of God. And God manifested in the flesh. And that's what we are. You understand? That's what you need. That's what you need. And your physical body doesn't belong to the matter of physical self. And now listen, just coming out, coming in, coming out. What is it that he's not in? You see? We need all about extra-centric perfection. You see, you don't do nothing without revelation.
Right?
You understand? Extra stupidity. Extra hallucination, extra imagination. You understand? There ain't gonna be nothing doing unless the Spirit of God through you, through me, and everybody else. No place has got no right to do no boast in any sight. Ain't that right? And without full consciousness of, none of us know about anything. Ain't that right? Now, I want to say one more thing to you. Can I say just one more thing? This is for a year. I have been standing in this book and been trying to tell you, right down by that path, right down there to Dr. Littlefield, where Susan had told you about the meaning of ministry. And that's what Dr. Harris did here the other night.
That's right.
You understand? And here's what you do. You see, you ain't going to come out for something. See? And this is Dr. Harris went into the very ghetto of St. Jude the other night. Right, and I didn't tell him about it. He told you he found name, place, and location. And everything else right down by that group. When you're sitting up at home. Right? I did the same thing Wednesday night. And we've been doing it for a year. But this is the first time we told you about it. Step by step. What's going on all over the world. Yes, I did. And then somebody went to the meeting up down in Ohio. You understand? They had the nerve and the audacity to say you didn't get nothing out of it. No, you didn't get nothing out of it. The reason why you didn't get nothing out of it is because you haven't put nothing in it.
Right.
See? And somebody said that I said that they would be sealed during that meeting up there. You understand? And said that was the reason why some of them, I did not say it that way. Right. I said some of you would be sealed before.
Right.
And I said some of you would be sealed during it.
Right.
Some of you would be sealed after. And then some of you would never be sealed. Yeah, I'm not that stupid. I can think that somebody put something in you that don't want to live, man.
Uh-huh.
You understand? You don't want to hear it to it. You see, and then God ain't grabbing nobody else out of here punching something down there. You understand? And you'll know, says the scripture, as you go on to know. Seek and search and be diligent and concerned about. Not that way about you ain't gonna get nothing. Now on earth while either. Before nor what not. You understand? Because all of this, you understand, is seeking to know something about God instead of some man-made philosophy, you understand? They will come through a perfected and a profound knowledge of God. Now that's what we mean by sealing you in your forehead with the knowledge of God. They understand? If you stand out there on Mount Zion, God, I stand in the Holy Place. I stand in the city with the Spirit of God. And that's the only thing that's going to do you any good. Anytime. You understand? Now that's what we're talking about. You see, that's what we want you to understand. We want you to know that all these old depraved doctrines that you've been hearing all of your life, you understand, it's no good. And another thing I want to mention to you, too. See, we told you this was 1967. Listen, 1960 was the end of the world.
That's right.
You understand that? And we went on to say, now you're 7 years deep. How do you know that you're not going to be cut off this year? Something else I want to tell you about. You've been walking around